How would you describe the noise that's made by a calf or a cow? You know, say if it's hungry, if it wants to be milked, you might say, well, listen to that.
Bawling.
Bawling.
And I have been learning a little bit more in there. The term bar and barrel is a common term for a neutered boar.
Did your wife give you that though when you went home last
night? No, she didn't know that one either. Her father never raised hogs.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had a babysitter that keeps our baby raises hogs.
Mm-hmm.
He's familiar.
How did she pronounce it? Is it bar?
Well, he pronounced it, he called them bar.
Bar. Yeah.
And he says, Fort Worth Market, they give them as bars and gilts.
Bars and gilts, yeah. Usually hear that on the noon news or something like that when they give the market reports, at least back home. Okay. Have you ever heard anything else besides, you said bawl?
Crying.
Yeah.
Bawling. Calf bawling for its mother.
What about a horse? What would you say it does?
Whinny.
Ever heard anything else?
Neigh.
How about nipper?
Possible.
What would be the comprehensive term for horses, mules, cows, and so forth? You'd say that.
Livestock.
Or say a comprehensive term for feathered animals like guineas and ducks.
Birds.
Birds or
fowl.
Do you have any idea what a farmer would call a hen that's on a nest of eggs?
Setting hen.
Or these wooden things that the chickens are shipped to market in?
Crates. Coops.
Does coops refer to anything else besides that?
Yes. Toll gate on the
throw the coin to that.
Yeah. Chicken coop. Cooped up is a verb.
But you haven't heard it say used in reference to maybe a larger enclosure or a penned in place on a farm? Again, where chickens might be kept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The chicken coop. Chicken coop. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, I've heard that. Oh, one other thing. You know, I threw a new word, new term at you on cover.
Yeah.
I was discussing that with my wife, and she said her father only used that when referring to cattle.
I see.
Did
you mention it in any other context?
No, it was just the act of breeding.
Yeah, that's what I have here, breeding cattle.
Right. But she said she'd never heard of a stud covering a mare, but a bull covers a cow.
I see.
Generally in other animals, in dogs and horses, which her father normally kept as well as cattle, they just said that they had been bred. Bred being the term used.
I see. That's interesting. That's a new term. Well, talking about chicken, you know, when you fry chicken, there's usually one piece that the kids like to get so they can pull it apart.
Wishbone or pulley bone.
Mm-hmm. What is it behind that? What's the motivation for wanting to pull that thing?
You get a wish if you get the biggest end.
I see. Just any old wish, doesn't matter.
Well, you make a wish like wishing upon a star.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly your wish will come true if you get the biggest end.
Have you ever heard any comprehensive term referring to the inside parts of a hog that are edible but might not normally be eaten, like say the heart or the lungs or that type of thing? Something that all of that together might be called?
Innards. That's what I'd call it.
Have you ever come across the term haslet?
No.